Every few days, a parent is likely to do something or say something that will irritate his or her child. Should that youngster be allowed to express that emotion? It's a good question. If a child grows up unable to verbally express his or her negative emotions toward mother or father, that youngster will often show it in other ways through what psychologists call passive aggression. Maybe he or she will pout or wet the bed or get bad grades in school or even eat too much. Now, usually children aren't aware that these choices are being fueled by anger. They're simply unconscious ways of expressing accumulated hostility toward the parents. So it's very important to allow children to ventilate the emotions and the irritations that they've stored inside. On the other hand, I firmly believe that children should be taught to be respectful to their parents. It's not appropriate to permit name-calling or backtalk or sassiness or disrespect. Instead, I think it's wise to tell our children that they can say anything to us, including very negative things, as long as it's said in a respectful manner. For example, a child could say, "You embarrassed me in front of my friends," or, "I don't think I got my fair share," or, "Sometimes I think you love Billy more than you love me." By following this general guideline, we're teaching children how to deal with anger, which might come in handy with a future husband or wife.
Hear more at drjamesdobson.org.